Hello, this is Adam for Raw 1251 AM. I'm on the phone with Frank Turner, but I'm also joined in the studio by Amber.
Hello.
And she's going to ask some questions which are focused more on from a fan's perspective, because I thought that would be interesting to do. First of all, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm in a rare break in between tours. I was in Europe at the start of the year, and I'm heading to Canada in a week or so, but I'm currently in my house, which is a rarity.
Lovely. So that was a nice segue to the first question. How was that tour? How has it been?
Really great, actually. Everything's sort of kicking off quite hard for us in Europe at the moment, which is fantastic and very gratifying, and we're sort of on the radio quite a lot in Germany, and that's exciting and that's interesting. So yeah, it's a good time.
Awesome. So you performed all over the world. Your website says 41 countries in total, which is very impressive. What's it like seeing such a positive reaction all over the world?
Well, it's fantastic. It's very gratifying. I mean, I do a fair amount of pinching myself, you know. I mean, when I started doing what I was doing, I wasn't really sort of sure that anyone outside of kind of London and Winchester was ever really going to care about what I do, and to be able to kind of, you know, I'm in conversations at the moment about a South American tour this year. I've never been there before, but apparently lots of people want me to go, and that, just even saying that out loud is mad, and to me.
So you've played 1,827 shows, apparently, according to your website.
Yep.
Again, as of today, which is the 9th of February 2016, not to mention your shows with Mongol Horde and Million Dead.
Yep.
Do you still love it as much as you did in the early stages? What is it that keeps driving you to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I probably love it more, to be honest, because I'm better at what I do now. I have a better handle on my job and on my craft, if you like. I mean, you know, it's changed a lot over the years. I mean, Million Dead tours feel like they happened to someone else almost, I want to say. You know, it was so long ago and it was such a different vibe. In terms of, I mean, you know, I tour in a lot more comfort than I used to now. I guess there's a degree of kind of adventurism in those early days when I kind of didn't really know what the hell was going to happen, which was quite exciting, and I sort of missed that. But at the same time, part of the reason I was able to tour like that is because there wasn't really anyone at any of the shows, so it didn't really matter what happened. It's certainly more gratifying to travel around the world and for people to then show up at the gigs that you do.
Yeah. So, I mean, you do a lot of shows and you have a lot of songs. Do you have a favourite one to perform live at the moment?
I couldn't really pick one, to be honest. You know, we play 30 songs a night and we try and change it up night on night, so it's kind of impossible to just pick one.
Fair play. In your opinion, what would you say makes the best audience? Do they have like a certain characteristic set? Or?
Well, I think, you know, a live show, a good live show is an exchange of energy, really. It's a creation of a vibe, of an atmosphere. But what you need from a good audience, from my point of view, and you can't have a good show without a good audience. You can play the best set of your entire life, but if the audience aren't interested, then it's never going to be a good evening for anyone, really. The thing that you need is an enthusiastic audience who are prepared to kind of get involved, you know, and to let their inhibitions down and to just sort of be part of the show. And if you've got that, then you're going to have a good time.
Awesome. So I'm going to hand over to Amber now.
Hi.
And she's going to ask you some questions based from a sort of fan's perspective. So
yeah, cool. No worries.
How did you first start performing? What made you decide this is one you want to do for a living?
Well, I kind of, like, rock and roll hit me like a steam train when I was about 10 or 11 years old. I got into Iron Maiden, I got into Queen, various bands like that. Sort of, and I'd never really sort of listened to that kind of music before because my parents did classical music. And from there, it was kind of a natural progression. It was like, I like this, so I want to play it. So I bugged my parents for a guitar. And then when I had a guitar, I ended up, you know, putting together a crappy band with my mates. And then the first gig of any kind that I played was my older sister's birthday party, and I think that she hated it, but we played, you know. And it, I don't know, it just kind of, it's not really something I've ever really had to kind of think through in any strategic kind of way. It just sort of, it felt like the right thing to do it every step of the way, and so we did it.
Oh, that's nice. Your sixth studio album came out last summer, Positive Songs for Negative People. What inspired this album?
Well, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's kind of an album that's reactive against the previous record that I made, Take Back Heart, which was very much kind of a downbeat sort of breakup record. It was a record about things falling apart and about and quite a difficult time in my life. And that, I'm pleased to say that, you know, that, and partly through the process of the album, it kind of made it through that and into kind of sunnier climes, if you like. And I just kind of wanted to write something that sort of felt kind of refreshing and sharp and not sort of ponderous, you know. I think Take Back Heart was quite a heavy record in every sense of the word, and I wanted this to be quite sort of light of the foot, if you like. So, yeah, that was kind of where the direction I was coming from.
Yeah. Where do you get the inspiration for most of your songs, and how does this inspiration transform into the finished song itself? Is it a lengthy process?
Well, those are two very difficult questions right there. I mean, you know, I've been writing songs for such a long time now that to a degree, it's sort of difficult for me to answer the question about where inspiration comes from, because I just sort of, if things happen in my life, I generally, my reaction to them, among other things, will involve thinking about songwriting, you know? It's not really a question of looking for inspiration, it's a question of kind of writing things down as they show up, as my life goes on about its normal process, really. So there's that, and then in terms of turning a flash of inspiration into a song, I mean, it's different every time. Sometimes it's something that takes minutes, sometimes it's something that takes months, and something that takes years, you know? The way I tend to be, took me 4 years to get right, whereas If Ever I Stray sort of arrived fully formed first time that I thought about it, so there's no sort of set method to it, really.
Oh, yeah, okay. In 2012, you played your Wembley Arena gig for your DVD. Mm. This is a very personal fan question. In that gig, you said you played the ballad "Me and My Friends" and claimed that it would be the last time you'd ever play that song, but played it many times since. Why have you done this?
Well, I just changed my mind. Really,
fair enough.
It was an idea I had that sort of at there and then at the moment. I guess I was slightly carried away by the moment, as it were. You know, I sort of felt like it was an evening for grand gestures and this kind of thing. And then a lot of people were really annoyed that I said that and were really sad that I wasn't going to play the song anymore. And at the end of the day, it's my song. I can play it when I want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm glad you've played it since.
Yeah, well, no, me too, you know, and actually, kind of in retrospect, I kind of wish I hadn't said that, but you know, we all say things in the heat of the moment that we don't mean.
Okay, finally, the last question. If you could collaborate with any artist or band, dead or alive, who would it be?
That's a tough question in many ways, because there's a lot of musicians who I absolutely adore and respect and all the rest of it, who I'm not sure how into collaborating with them would I be, because I'd sort of be intimidated. Like someone like John K. Sampson from The Weeknd, who's my favourite songwriter of all time, hands down. I love the guy, I know him reasonably well as well, and he's very nice too, but I'm not sure that I could write with him, because I'd sort of like crumble essentially in his presence, you know. I'm not sure how collaborative we could be, but having said that, I mean, I'd be very interested, whilst he's still alive, and working with Robert Robertson from the band. I think that he's one of the greatest arrangers and accompaniers in the history of music, and he's an interesting person to me.
You should definitely get on that, I think.
Yes, well, I suspect time may be running out.
Thank you, Frank, so much. Thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure. All right, take it easy, guys.
Have a good day. Enjoy the tour.